Nolte, WAPO's Rubin calls for Morning Joe boycott, says Republicans want to kill your kids. By John Nolte on November 21, 2024. According to Washington Post columnist Jennifer Rubin, Republicans want to kill your kids, and it's time to boycott Morning Joe. That's a direct quote from a recent podcast Rubin hosts. The context is her offering Democrats advice on messaging to defeat the GOP. You have to boil it down to nuts and bolts and you have to be pithy, Rubin told her audience. What do I mean by pithy? How about this, Republicans want to kill your kids. It's actually true. She justified the smear this way. If you're going to oppose vaccinations, if you're going to stop breakthrough medical research, she added, if you're going to allow minors and all sorts of people to get semi-automatic weapons, which they use to shoot up schools, well then, you are responsible for kids' health and death. By the way, Rubin was sold to America as the Post's conservative columnist. One of the problems with the internet is that unhinged lunatics like Rubin have no filter, no time to cool off. Instead of thinking this stuff through before speaking, their hissy fits happen in real time, and the internet lasts forever. We all see what's happening here. This is what losing the 2024 presidential election has done to her. Rubin has always been a neurotic mess, but now she's unraveling in real time and in front of the whole world. Trump's electoral triumph has turned Rubin and many of her corporate media colleagues into the equivalent of entitled and spoiled children screaming, "I hope you get hit by a train," before slamming their bedroom door to pout. In this case, Rubin's door slam is locking up her Twitter account. Rubin is also an MSNBC contributor. No surprise there, and she's still so out of control and angry about not getting her way on November 5th. She's calling for a boycott of MSNBC's Morning Joe over the co-host's meeting with President-elect Trump last week. The market works great. You can stop watching Morning Joe anytime, Rubin wrote at Blue Sky, which is like Twitter but for frail snowflakes incapable of functioning outside a bubbled safe space. If you don't appreciate the audience you have, she continued, if you betray that audience and lose their trust, you are going to lose lots of them. I have seen this movie. Well, we've all seen Jennifer Rubin, the movie where a pet rabbit ends up in a boiling pot of water. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.